The most cliched of cliche lines is that you can take an Indian out of India, but you can't take the India out of an Indian. Right? Such a cliche. Us Desis abroad don't really love these stereotypes, and we all try our best to stay away from them. But come festive season and we flip. All the stereotypes, all the cliches, all the Bollywood cheesy slop has room in our lives now. Yes, the festive time here is celebrated with as much enthusiasm as back home in India, and that's the topic of my podcast today. My name is Isha and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad. And since the past 7 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture Chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. Last week was Rakhi, and before we know it, it's going to be Ganpati followed by Navratri, followed by Dashera, and then Diwali. Eid was just a couple of weeks ago, and well, by the time this year ends, the grand finale Christmas will be there. End of the year is called the holiday season for a reason. But it's just that for us Desis, this holiday season starts in October, unlike the rest of the West, for whom the holiday mood starts setting in December. So the question is, since we're all alone and away from our families, since most of us live all by ourselves here and work life obviously does not accommodate for the Indian holiday calendar, do we Desis abroad celebrate the festivals just like they're done back home? The answer is yes. We have all the celebrations. So what if the celebrations get moved to the weekends? The friends still meet up. We all dress up in our prettiest of outfits. Yes, it's a fashion parade of sorts actually, and we cook up a storm. Everything is done very much back home style. Increasingly, every year we hear from our friends and family that the festive season back home is losing its magic and charm, but that's hardly the case when we celebrate these festivals here. Maybe it is because us Desis abroad go out of our way in preserving the traditions and we try way harder than one would try back home. I'm not really sure about it, but as long as I see it, I don't think the festival season in the West is going to get dull anytime soon. In fact, if you want to see the real craze and excitement of, say, a big ticket festival like Diwali or Eid, you must see the temples and the mosques during that time. If you get over the overwhelming crowd to begin with, you will be amazed at the vibrancy, the diversity, and the whole vibe of the place. When you enter the facility, you see families and friends, people of all age groups gathered and celebrating with as much excitement. And there is something about seeing everyone from children to the elderly, all being dressed in these traditional outfits, interacting with each other. The children running around, the mothers shouting on top of their lungs, just the whole atmosphere is insane. With the sheer amount of people at these places of worship on religious days, it is not considered rude to be eavesdropping on people's conversations. No, I seriously mean it. Because more or less everyone is talking about similar things. The most common conversation is, of course, what is cooking in everyone's kitchen, followed by what traditions each of them are following. Honestly, there have been years when all I have done during Diwali is visit a temple. But those 2 hours spent there are an all-inclusive, magical, grand festive experience. So that's definitely something that one doesn't want to miss during the festive season. What else happens? Well, let's see. In places like US and Canada, Indian grocery stores hold their biggest annual sales. So crowds in the Indian stores are, well, how do I put this mildly? Let's just say that the crowds in these stores make for an interesting experience, to say the least. But the great thing is that we have hundreds of options available for festive treats from back home. All the mithais and laddus and gujias and bhujias that you would dream of, you name it and it is going to be available in these stores. Another really interesting thing is that all the stars from India visit for their concerts around this time of the year, and tons of Bollywood dance parties pop up at the local pubs and dance clubs. Most of us enjoy attending these events, being a part of the India Day parades, and meeting and greeting our favorite Bollywood celebrities. It's a slightly different kind of a festive season, and it's a slightly different kind of a party, but it's a party nonetheless. And you see it all when you're in the West, especially when you're around bigger cities where a lot of Desis reside. I have really seen it all. I have seen baseball stadiums being reserved for Navratri Garba, and I have seen diyas on the side of Times Square. I have seen video messages and wishes from politicians governing the country, and I have seen schools in the West starting to observe these special days in their own small way. I kind of have seen it all. In the end, it is all incomplete without those multiple video chats when the family gathers back home. Attending those Diwali pujas over WhatsApp video calls and exchanging all those Rangoli and Diya photos over social media. It's all incomplete without our mothers calling us in the middle of the night to remind us to observe that fast the next day, or to remind us to wake up on time because it's Diwali. It's all incomplete without Dadaji trying to touch the camera on the phone to give me his blessings while I virtually try to touch his feet. And it's all incomplete without having that joy of just having our people around us. Yes, we make the festive season grand, but it is always going to remain incomplete without family, which is the core reason of the celebration to begin with. Of course, our friends here become our families, but that feeling of being alone and away from home is elevated, and the loneliness is magnified on these festive days. It is really bittersweet, but this festive spirit never dies. Because, as they say, you can take an Indian out of India, but you can never take India out of an Indian. With that comes an end to my today's episode. Stay tuned for my upcoming episodes every week where I share my stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Saavn, Spotify, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.